We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Talkin' Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. We are at the Robert Mack Carruthers Field. Are looking at it. We're over at the Origin Bank Soccer and Softball Complex. And we're joined today by soccer players Josie Studer. Hey, Josie.
Hello.
She goes by JoJo.
Yeah, I go by JoJo, Joe's. Anything
the woman
say.
Of a million nicknames, and also Anna Loftus.
Hey, hi, Anna. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Do you have any nicknames?
I like AJ, but it never stuck. Like, my name's Anna Jane, and I always wanted AJ, and every opportunity I got, like, every time new freshmen came, I, like, would forget to say it.
Well, you're AJ to us today.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Anna's also got a little name tag on because you work on campus.
I work on campus, that's right.
So where might we see you working?
I work for the dining services, so I'm around like the dining hall, tech table, Tolliver Hall, where the retail foods are.
Gotcha. Yeah. Love Tolliver Hall. A lot different from when I was a student here. And they didn't have a vending machine in there, much less food you could actually eat. Do you work on campus, Jessica?
I do not. No,
you're
sir.
A full-time student soccer person. Okay, Anna... Mm-hmm. Your hometown, where are you from in Texas? It's obviously from your accent that you're Southern.
Yes, I'm from like Ruston, born and raised, actually. Okay, yeah.
Right. Where are you from? Where are you from in England?
So I was born in Milton Keynes. It's just north of London.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's a very historic place, 50 miles northwest of London. The largest town in Buckinghamshire.
Oh my gosh, you've done some research.
Is that how you say that?
Yeah, Buckinghamshire, yeah.
Buckinghamshire, okay. Have you ever been to Stadium MK?
I actually used to play for that team. That's my stadium, yeah.
Okay. That's a soccer team or football team, y'all would call
football,
it.
Football, yeah.
Over in her hometown, I think you've got about 250,000 people over there. What's one of your favorite things about the place? I mean, it's got to be all kind of historic stuff over
there.
Well,
I love roundabouts. Like, I don't drive over here. I didn't bring my car. I forgot to fly it out. But they have roundabouts. Like, it's like a grid system. And I think that's really cool.
It's a grid system.
A grid system. So everything's a grid. And on every corner of the grid, there's a roundabout.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What is a big castle or something that you've been to?
I don't really visit castles.
I said castle, and I said castles. What about Downton Abbey? Did you watch Downton Abbey?
No.
Have you heard about it?
I have heard about it, yeah. But I actually grew up in France, so I don't have, like, I don't know a lot about England. I've not been there in a while.
Obviously, I don't know a lot about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a roundabout was. Have you ever been home with Josie, with Anna?
I have never. Actually have not been outside of the U.S. I'm planning a trip to Europe this summer, so hopefully I'll get to actually go do that. That'll be very exciting.
Well, tell us about your hometown.
I'm from Waxhaw, North Carolina. It's mm-hmm. a small town outside of Charlotte. Okay. Home is kind of, it's like a little bit country, a little bit southern. Real sweet people down there. Pretty good time.
It's about the same size as Ruston, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Waxhaw's a little bit bigger than Ruston, because it's like Charlotte's just had like such an influx of people coming in, so it's just growing like crazy. Like way back when we mm-hmm. lived there, I've lived there my whole life. So it's just kind of crazy to see how much it's grown in like just the short, like the 20 years that I've kind of been there. It's insane.
Yes, but Charlotte's. Close to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, very. I've got grandparents that live there around there.
Mm-hmm. My town's very Lakeview. Cool. Nobody's ever heard of it.
I've heard of Lakeview. I gotcha.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Went to North Carolina State this weekend for football, mm-hmm. and I asked mm-hmm. everybody at the stadium, hey, you ever heard of Lakeview? Nah, never heard of it. They live there. That's how little my place is. Anyway, okay, so how do you get from... Oh, by the way, do you know Austin Kendall?
I actually do not know him. Kind of crazy. It's so wild.
He's our Tech quarterback, just so everybody will know, and he's from your hometown.
Yeah, I would like... That's actually so insane. I would like to meet him. Just kind of, it's kind of crazy. It's mm-hmm. who's ever heard of Waxhaw, and to have two athletes here is kind of insane.
Right,
yeah.
From North Carolina. We know how he got here. How did you get here from... Wow.
So I actually did a program called ODP, so it stands for Olympic Development Program, and it was like kind of like a recruitment kind of style program that would help you kind of get to the national team, regional pools, all that sort mm-hmm. of thing. So I went to a camp. They hold a camp at the end of the year. It's good for recruitment, getting like playing in front of coaches, all that kind of exposure thing. And Coach Sherry, our former head coach, saw me at the camp at one of the region pool sessions. So it's like where you go from, you like pool a certain number of players from each state, so like the best players of the state go to like this region training kind of program. So he saw me there, and then I remember I was about to go into a game. So we were winning a game, and I was subbed off to get some water, was going back on, and he grabs me by the jersey, and he's like, I just want to tell you how amazing you did at region pool. And I was like, oh my gosh, like losing my mind. I was like, thank you so much. And then I'm like running on the field, and I was like, no way. And then he emails me a couple weeks later. And I was like, talked a little bit to him, and then the whole change happened when you were allowed to be like, coaches could actually call you, mm-hmm. and he calls me up immediately. I was actually heading to a ID camp at Old Dominion University like that weekend, and he calls me up, and he's like, oh, that sucks you're going there, but like, so then like 2 weeks later, I get on a plane, come out here, fly out here, meet the girls, fell in love with the school, like 2 weeks later, committed. It was like so fast, like it was a couple months, like it was insane how quick it went, mm-hmm. but yeah, it was a camp called, or it was a Alabama camp. We actually went to the University of Montevallo, which is where the camp was held.
Okay.
But that's where I met him, kind of got recruited from there, happened like a couple months.
We're glad you're here. Now you're here at this wonderful new place.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, we're very fortunate. It.
Annie, you came from even farther away, so how does that happen?
Yeah, I was in Texas for 2 years first. At Lamar University, yeah, that's right. I was 18, and they were the first school that offered me a full scholarship. I didn't really know a lot about universities, so I just, like, went with it. But it didn't really work out. And so when I was looking again to transfer, Coach Sherry called me, and he said he was from England, and I said, I'll look no further.
Oh, that's right. He's from England.
And I dropped everything, and I came here. So
I'm glad you did. Are you glad you did?
I am. I love our new facility. I think that we're beyond lucky to have this. So.
The Mac should be rocking Friday night when the Lady Texters take on Southern Miss at 7. It's the pink out.
Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo.
So yay. Pink. Louisiana Tech's 5-7-1, 1-3-0 in the league. But here in the MAC, they're 4-2, and we hope to be 5-2 after this dust-up with Southern Miss. So I'm understanding that soccer players watch film of their opponents just like mm-hmm. football players do, mm-hmm. basketball.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So tell us about everybody about Southern Miss.
Are you worried?
No, absolutely not. I think we got Southern Miss. Yeah,
what every would be their style or whatever.
So Southern Miss is, I mean, they play they're an athletic team. That's kind of like a strength that they have. So they've got some pacey forwards, that kind of a thing. They like to kind of combine and try and slip a ball and like let them run onto it, kind of give them the freedom to kind of attack in areas up front. They're very versatile team. Like, it's, we haven't really watched too much film on them yet. Usually that's like kind of like
the day before yeah.
kind of a thing.
Right, and we're talking two days before. Got
yeah.
Okay, and when people hear this, it should be Thursday, the day before the game, so we want to make sure and come out to the match, actually. Mm-hmm. At 7 o'clock, get here early, yell as loud as you can, need to beat the Southern Missers. is soccer different here than it is over in England, Anna?
I think the style for sure differs, yeah. like... People in America are way more athletic, so kicking a long ball and chasing
it. We're more athletic?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think the people are faster here, because I used to think I was fast. I'm not.
That's not true.
Comparatively, you're faster over there than you are over here.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
And we play a lot more like tic-tac-toe, like bopping the ball in small passes, whereas here it's like looking for a long ball and chasing it down. We don't play like that, though. Coach Steve has done a great job of changing up our style from last year, and I think we've been a lot more
successful. Yeah. We play definitely a prettier style.
Yeah.
It's nicer to watch. Yeah.
It's quicker and shorter passes and stuff.
Yeah, and we look way, but like we can move the ball around. It looks prettier than just launching it.
The weather's supposed to be good Friday, and at this new place, this is the time of year to really be sitting outside watching soccer. Is this your favorite time to play?
Yeah, I think it's the right temperature to play, right?
Yeah. I prefer playing in I hate playing in the cold. I hate the winter. It's the worst. I hate it. I suck at being in cold. Like,
we're hardly ever cold in Carolina.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. Weather's nice out there.
What about you, Anna? And you're part of...
Cold, wet.
No!
Everywhere I'm from is cold and wet. France was nice, but my family live in Germany right now, and that's like snowing every year whenever Christmas comes around, so...
Well, we're glad you're over here.
Yeah, me too.
Who has the best British accent on our team?
Well, me.
Who has the second best? Oh. And I know this is silly, Southern people especially, but we're just, I could listen to a British person or an Australian person just talk.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have an Australian on our team. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, who was it? Bailey did one time in the locker room?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Bailey had the best one.
Yeah, but Bailey's, she's pretty good at that kind of stuff. She can do, like, bird calls and stuff, too. It's real cool. You gotta have her on the, have her do one sometime.
But we do have a big team, and everyone tried. So I'm sure they all did great, but Bailey probably did the best.
The best?
Yeah.
Can you do it, Josie?
Let's hear it, Jojo.
I don't know if I got that. Let's see. What do I say? Give me something to say.
See you Friday night for the soccer game.
Yeah.
See you Friday night for the soccer game.
Not bad.
I feel like that was more of an impersonation than an act.
Well done. Did you see Downton Abbey?
I did not. I've had friends that have watched it, but I have never.
Can we hear your accent?
I think we need yours.
You have a silver water tower in North Carolina.
I do.
There's a walk stall on it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, y'all also have a pedestrian bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both very cute. Yeah.
And it's like on the National Register of Historic Places. And it's this bridge.
Beautiful.
This is why you got to go to Carolina and see this bridge. It's a wooden bridge. Mm-hmm. It used to cars drove over. You went over the railroad tracks, but now it's just refitted for just pedestrian traffic.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Pretty.
There's like a railroad goes right under it. It's real popular for like people will take photos there for like prom, homecoming, weddings. It's real pretty though.
The pedestrian people come from all over America to go to this bridge, Anna.
Oh, I should do that.
Yeah.
The Lady Texters beat UTEP 2-1 after a weather delay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It was a heck of a scrap the other night.
Yeah.
And and you had a penalty kick or the old right footer, I think, that ended up being
I did.
And so everybody, Ann and me, Kane, we all clapped when that happened and held on to win, and we hope that's the same thing that's going to happen against Southern Miss. So, best wishes the rest of the way. Is there anything else y'all want to say to like the fans or you want to talk about before we let y'all go to practice?
See you Friday night.
Yeah.
Thank you for the continued support.
That's a very good British accent. Until next time.
See ya.
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.